Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fairlawn art teacher Lauren Mandel lives in Technicolor.
My favorite color is rainbow.
She's breathing new life into the Radburn School with inspiration from a Renaissance master.
So you gotta look up, like Michelangelo.
Sistine Chapel, there you go.
Yeah, and people, you know, some people ask, they're like, how did you paint it? Like, did you lay up there? And I said, no, we take the ceiling tiles down. I'm like, I can't have the kids up there on scaffolding.
The students are painting the ceiling tiles, adorning them with inspirational quotes from the books that they are reading.
All the books this year are based around mindfulness. So we're painting those book covers, and that's closer to the library, and now we're starting to work our way. We'll probably do, like, maybe some sports quotes once we get closer to the gym.
Fifth grader Chloe Elania is a Michelangelo in training.
She gets a box of ceiling tiles, and then we think of, like, a quote, and then we, like, write it down, and then we cover it with Sharpie, and then we paint it, and then once it dries, we put it on the ceiling.
The ceiling isn't the only place being painted. Lauren Mandel sees all of Radburn Elementary School as her canvas.
I love old buildings. So I came in and during my interview, I see all these like little nooks and crannies and like archways and the brick. And I was like, ooh, ah. So I'm in the basement, well, like ground level. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm under the sea and there's a water fountain. I'm like, I got inspired to paint the water fountain area so it looks like we're underwater. And I don't know, it just kind of like started evolving. So we started with the ceiling tiles, but it just kind of wakes up the halls and wakes up the students and feels fresh and new.
So what else does she plan to paint?
It's endless. There's so many places. I love it. I dream about it. I obsess until it's finished. I painted the furniture. I painted the window. You know, I have a cinder block wall. I love this room. So then I started painting plants. I can't stop. I really can't. I love my job, and I feel like I'm being an artist, and that's really hard for artists to, you know, make a living. So I feel very blessed, and I make sure that my students know that and the people I work with. I feel so lucky to be doing what I love. I think being in an older building and painting like little areas, it brings to life the old, and they complement each other, if you use the right colors, you know, and it feels really good. It feels good to see like the kids excited. It's a great feeling. I love making the kids feel good. They feel really proud when you hang their artwork or you do something like that for them. It's really uplifting to their spirits, because a lot of schools are very like institutional, like just, I don't know. How could you learn in that environment?
The bright, cheery murals are attracting attention.
I started painting things and like all of a sudden they're like, that looks great. And like people start talking, and then it's like this chain reaction, and it really changes the climate and culture of the school, the staff, the community. I'm talking to other art teachers about collaborating, and it's just this like chain reaction of even with other teachers, like, hey, how did you do that? And then you share ideas, and it feels great.
Before Miss Mandel arrived, third grader Octavia Hersler says the school looked
dirty.
Old and dirty?
Yeah, old and dirty.
But what about the newer sections that your teacher has decorated? What do they look like?
More colorful, and it makes me really happy seeing it.
The possibilities are endless.
And then we also want to do paint the playground. I took pictures of the school before I even officially got the job. I was like looking around, like, how can I paint the outside? The bathrooms. That's a place where you might have some negative thoughts. You're looking in the mirror. You're alone in there. Or even, like, sometimes people get bullied in the bathroom. So bringing positive things in there.
Lauren Mandel's art installations will also go beyond paint.
Yarn bombing outside on the trees. There's like a pan.
Tell us what yarn,
yarn bombing. I know it sounds so like aggressive, but they're like, then you also think of little grannies knitting somewhere, but it's basically like knitting sweaters for trees and like different things outside.
There's a method to Mandel's vision. She's trying to liberate young imaginations, to empower the children and validate their individual talents and abilities.
I feel like I sometimes teach self-esteem class because everybody is equal here, and I make sure that everybody feels confident.
Every class begins with a gong to clear the energy, and then the recitation of the Mandel mantra.
I am smart.
I am smart.
I am kind.
I am kind.
I am important.
I am important.
I am an artist.
I am an artist.
Radburn principal Jill Lindsay.
I struggled. I honestly struggled with this young lady because she has completely transformed my school, the children, and she fits in so beautifully. And we were quite fortunate to have stolen her from another school district. And I told her she's not allowed to leave. She can never leave me, and if she does, I will be following her around. So she's amazing, and she has truly transformed our school. The children absolutely cannot get enough of art this year. The children go home, they talk to their parents. The parents have emailed me about what kind of impact they've made because their child at home is talking about art and all the things they learned from Miss Mandel. She empowers them. She has little mini capes for mini Mandels that she puts in every class. She's going to paint the main office. We have goals for the boys and girls restrooms, the gym. We have some ideas for the gym. So she's already super excited about that.
This is not going to look like a typical school when she's done.
And honestly, she is exactly what my school needed because it was very institutional looking. Mm-hmm. And this is an elementary school, and it should look like a place where kids want to just be and where children thrive, and color is explosive. So she's going to make that happen, I have no doubt.
Has it changed your mood as well?
Absolutely. I love it. I love coming in, and I love seeing every piece of work that she starts. Every month there's something different. So I am so looking forward to the whole rest of the year.
Paint the world. Art is life. Like, if there's no art, there's really nothing going on.
In Fairlawn, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.